Hello from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long on this Wednesday. Here's a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news at midday. The battle of the bailout just beginning. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson are testifying today on the Hill again, trying to persuade Congress to okay a $700 billion plan to save Wall Street. The Bush administration's plan would allow the Treasury to buy up troubled assets from financial institutions. After much debate, House Democrats will let the 26-year ban on offshore oil drilling expire next week. It's being dropped by Democrats from a spending bill expected to be approved today. Many Republicans are applauding that move. China's tainted milk scandal is now spilling over into other regions. Hong Kong is reporting two more children sick from contaminated milk products. Now a British grocery chain is pulling Chinese dairy products from its store shelves. Authorities in the U.S. also taking action. The FDA is expanding testing of Chinese imports that may contain milk-derived ingredients. There are no reports of dairy contamination in the U.S. In China, four babies have died. 53,000 children have become sick from milk laced with melamine. North Korea is now barring U.N. nuclear inspectors from its main nuclear reactor. U.N. seals and surveillance equipment are being taken off on orders from Pyongyang. North Korea says it plans to reactivate the Yongbyon nuclear plant within a week. Now, this comes less than 3 months after Pyongyang destroyed a cooling tower at its facility as a sign of its commitment to end the nuclear program. The Bush administration warns Pyongyang could isolate itself further. North Korea insists its program is peaceful. China is taking its ambitious space program to a whole new level. For the first time ever, a Chinese astronaut will walk in space on Friday. The 40-minute spacewalk will be broadcast live by a satellite as his space vehicle passes above the Chinese mainland. The current mission is China's third manned space mission, and its first was back in 2003. And you are up to date. That is a quick look at some of the stories making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news of the day.